It's 5 o'clock Wednesday. Welcome to Joyful Echo with Jean and Kathleen on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, where we gather together as sisters in friendship to echo God's love. Now here are your hosts, Jean and Kathleen.
Hey ladies, this is Jean.
Hi, it is Kathleen, and we are in Lent.
Yes, we are in Lent, and we are hoping we will be a little help for you all, because I know there's so many podcasts out there. There's so many books. There's so many recommendations. That's how I'm feeling.
Right. And they're all wonderful.
Yes.
They're all wonderful. So, you know, if you find yourself here on Ash Wednesday saying, oh, no, I forgot what I, you know, I haven't decided. Maybe you didn't forget, but you just didn't focus on what am I doing? You haven't made a plan. There are lots of resources out there.
That's right. And we're here to help you with that, because that's exactly kind of where I am, ladies. And Kathleen and I were talking on the way down. We attended Mass this morning, and I'm just going to give a little side note cute thing. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So in Mass this morning, Kathleen and I don't sit together. We just sit wherever. And that's how we prepare before coming and speaking with you ladies. And I find myself rocking during Mass. I'm a new grandmother, as you all know.
And I'm like, it doesn't take long to get back into that, does it?
This beautiful woman is reading the first letter of the, you know, the New Testament, and I'm swaying back and forth. I'm like, Jean, what are you doing? You don't even have a baby in your hand. But I want to share something real sweet with you. So during the Mass, when we're kneeling, after we've said, holy, 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 Lord, God of power, God of
hosts.
Yes. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. That is when, you know, the church enters into the mystical heaven. We are there with heaven. And there's angels and there's saints all up at the altar. And this sweet little girl behind me, she was 3 years old. She said, I see angels.
Aww.
I see angels. I'm like, yes, you do, sweetie.
You see?
Yep. And I was like, she's right on. She's right on. That's what's happening during Mass. And I just, it just warmed my heart to hear it come from a little three-year-old. I see the angels. And she was so excited.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sweet. And
yes.
Wasn't the gospel about the children?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, let the little children. Yes.
And that is the faith.
Right.
That is the faith that we're called to have, a faith that is simple, a faith that is trusting in our Heavenly Father, a faith that is ready and open to wonder.
That's right. And that's a great segue into our Lent.
Yes, that's what we're trying to cultivate.
In Lent. So there was only one video that I watched on Lent, and it was an eight-minute homily by a priest, and we do not have his name, but it was so good for me, and I shared it with Kathleen. Mm-hmm. So we're going to kind of talk about
We'll put a link to it on our Facebook page.
Yes, but we pulled up some real good nuggets from that. From his homily, and I just took a lot of notes, and I want to share those with you today, because they were incredible. And he said this. He said, "Don't make the 40 days of Lent into self-help."
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he starts off. Do not make your Lent about self-help. He says, this is not a spiritual Olympics to see what you can do.
I love that. The idea. Because isn't that such a temptation?
Yes.
To say, and I think in some ways it comes from a fair place, you know, because we have experienced a time in the church when we look back at our ancestors in the faith, our fathers and our mothers, who really were so much more what's the right word? Arduous in their devotions and in their practices. Their faith seemed so much stronger and heartier. We seem very wimpy. Maybe that's what I'm trying to say in comparison. And so I think it's natural for us to start to think, oh, I'm flabby. I'm spiritually flabby. I need to beef up. I need to, you know, train for the spiritual Olympics every year.
I know. And that's what made me laugh, is because anybody knows physically, if you're going to go work out with weights, you just cannot go and every day lift 25 pounds if you can only do five. You're going to get discouraged. And this is what this priest is saying. Don't make this into a spiritual Olympics. Like, how long can I fast? How long can I kneel while I'm praying? And I thought he gave some great examples. He says, that's not what Lent is about. Mm-mm. It's not about a weight loss program.
Ladies, don't we know that as a temptation?
where we think,
I'll do this. And as a nice side note, I'll be all in shape for the spring or the summer.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
oh,
no,
I'm really
missing
good.
The point.
Yes. It's a temptation. Mm-hmm. But what he said is, what is Lent all about? And I wrote it down verbatim because I thought he had a great explanation. He said, Lent is about stripping away the crutches. I love that word, crutches. We use to support ourselves so we can. So Lent is about stripping those away so we can be supported by God alone.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, what are your crutches? And that's what you ask God, what are my crutches?
Right. And you can look at those for the three areas that the church calls us to focus on in Lent, right? Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. So what are the crutches that each of those things will help to put a light on so that we can address it?
So that's what I, because I don't have a plan yet, girls, but I hear the Lord say to me, just do what I've asked you to do, but do it really well. So those that know me, Sunday Mass, I'm never late, ever. Daily Mass, I can be late from time to time. So the Lord is like, your crutch is you're sleeping in the morning. Get up 20 minutes earlier. And I'm like, okay, Lord. And I'm receiving that. And that, too, with my nature driven, oh, is that enough, Lord? Like, trying to add more, that spiritual Olympics. And no, I'm just going to receive what he's telling me now, because we have a great statement that Father says at the very end, and we'll talk about it at the end of our talk. But my first attempt will be, okay, getting up a little early, that crutch of the extra sleep. Because when you're a postmenopausal woman, you need sleep. We all know that. You all are hearing me say, oh, yes, sister, if you could sleep. So, you know.
And is that, Jean, and I don't mean to be doing this right on the air, but do you think for you, is that an issue of the will? Like, is that a little personal rebellion moment that you have when you know it's time to get up and you want to say, like, no, not yet? Or
yeah, because
what do you
the body,
think it is?
Oh, the body's talking. That's why. Oh, and then you go into the justification. So the Lord is going to work with me on that.
Okay.
It's a beautiful thing, because last Lent we really worked on eating as my go-to. The Lord kept saying, your crutch is eating. And now I have a word, crutch, which I love from this priest. Mm-hmm. So your word, Jean, you eat your chocolate chips that when you are having emotional difficulty instead of really coming to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yes, I do, Lord. And he's like, why do you do that? And says, because I really don't believe you're going to help me.
Because there's that little bit of doubt. Now, people who know Jean would say, what do you mean Jean doesn't think the Lord's going to help her? But it's rooting out
right
those places that are still in the darkness, those places that are still hidden. It's
yes.
not where you're operating from all the time.
Right.
But it's still in there, and it's got to go.
And it has gone.
Mm-hmm.
I have noticed in the past few months, I'm like, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm really trusting that emotion that I'm experiencing that is heavy, I'm now going to the Lord in Scripture. And I'm like, wow, Lord, you did something for me last Lent. That crutch is gone. And so now my crutch is getting up earlier so I can be to Mass on time and sit maybe closer to the altar and just prepare my heart more. So I'm looking forward to that. That's what he's put in my heart. Has he shown you, Kathleen, any crutches?
Oh,
well, I mean,
honey.
We don't have to list them. I mean, well, I know we have them.
Have you ever seen those shrines with all the crutches that are left at the shrine? That's sometimes how it feels. So what I have done is separated out the things that, you know, when Father talked about in that homily, Gene shared this with me last Sunday. So we actually listened to it in the car on the way home from Mass on Sunday morning. And I've started separating out, okay, these are some of the things that honestly, in my mind, I had gone to say, oh, that's something I can work on in during Lent this year. But those were kind of self-help type things.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
And so it's not that the Lord was saying, oh, no, you don't need to work on those, because some of them are legitimate things mm-hmm. that I need to address in my life. But they need to be separate. They need to be separate. And he was saying that the reason, right, to separate mm-hmm. those out is because ultimately the reason for me addressing those things is me. Mm. It's the focus is then on me.
Yeah.
The person I am right now, the person I want to become, the habits I want to change for me, for who I am, mm-hmm. right? For my experience of life, mm-hmm. my sense of freedom, whatever it might be. But me, that's the focus. So still address those, nothing wrong with those, but I have to separate those out, because what I'm working on in Lent and through my Lenten practices, those things have to be about Him.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be about Him. And I'm really feeling called, and I've shared a little bit, Gene, with you about this already, because we're going to talk about what we're doing through Lent as a daily thing. But it's about focusing on Him in terms of the body of Christ.
Mm.
Focusing on the body of Christ. Focusing on the well-being and the health and the healing and the vibrancy of the body of Christ. Anything that I want to work on that has to do with my body or my mental state or any of those kinds of things, that's separate, totally separate. These Lenten practices have to be about tending to and caring for the body of Christ.
That's good.
That's where it is.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's so we're just saying, ladies, in our walk right now, that God is kind of reframing on the day, you know, the day before Lent starts, because we really record on Tuesdays, but you hear us mm-hmm, on Wednesdays, mm-hmm. like, simplify. Let me guide you this Lent. I know what you want to do in all these things, these spiritual Olympics, this strong fast. And Father, just listening to his homily for eight minutes really mm-hmm. changed my path, like he's mm-hmm. saying he's changing mm-hmm. yours. Mm-hmm. So the beautiful thing, as Father said, the church gives us three ways where we can see the crutches where we have not entered fully more with the relationship with God. Prayer, and he says prayer gets right to our pride. So I know maybe some of you have some long prayers that you might be saying you're going to do, but he says simply, let's try to remember little prayers throughout the day,
mm-hmm.
throughout the day. And maybe in fasting, not fasting to lose weight, but fasting from, like the Lord showed me a crutch, Gene, you're going there for you to appease your heavy emotion that you're not comfortable with, instead of coming to me mm-hmm. in scripture.
Mm-hmm. Gene, before you get too further away from the prayer and having those quick prayers, which the church historically calls ejaculations, I was just reading the other day in a different book about the liturgy, and I want to say it's St. Bernard, but he was talking about those quick prayers are like arrows shot up. You know how quickly an arrow leaves the bow? A quick arrow shot up, and he said, so quickly that there's no time for distractions.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. So mm-hmm. when you were talking about sometimes having these lengthy prayers that we want to pray, and
there's great.
Nothing wrong with those, a long litany, but these quick prayers throughout the day, no time for distractions,
mm-hmm.
right? How often do we find ourselves, I find myself, in the midst of a long prayer sometimes saying, oop, my brain has strayed.
Yeah.
You know, I've
yeah.
been distracted. These quick prayers throughout the day keep us focused. There's no space for, for distraction. And then when you were getting to fasting, so it's just about time for our break, but I do want to come back to that when we come back. So those three things, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving as a way to reveal what those crutches are in our lives. All right, ladies, come back after the break and be with us.
On January 31st, 2019, Carolina Catholic Media signed on Charlotte's first Catholic radio station, AM 1270 WCGC. By the grace of God, we celebrate the past 4 years and look forward to continuing our apostolic vision and mission to serve the Carolina Catholic community. We are evangelistic partners with our clergy, active parishioners, the fallen away, and the homebound. We are accessible to all Christians, agnostics, and atheists. With distribution of a wide array of content across 7 media platforms, there truly is something for everyone. During these past 4 years, Carolina Catholic has expanded to 7 media platforms that include radio, internet stream, mobile app, website, YouTube, social media, and e-newsletter. Nearly all local programs are available by podcast and video on demand. In the year ahead, we're committed to promote more local parish, school, and ministry events, more live broadcasts, and more valuable content that showcases our dynamic local Carolina Catholic community. Of all the Catholic radio stations in the U.S., Carolina Catholic is arguably a leader in locally produced programs. To continue our work, Carolina Catholic Media needs $15,000 in monthly funding to continue operations across our 7 media platforms. We are 100% dependent on your generosity. If you love what we're doing, please join us with a monthly tithe or annual gift. We have partnership plans available for parishes, schools, and ministries. If you own a business, you can be a program sponsor on one or all of our platforms. You can do a live broadcast of a special event with promotion before and rebroadcast after. On behalf of everyone at Carolina Catholic Media, we thank you for your past support and look forward to you joining us with the resources the apostolate needs to continue to evangelize the truth of Jesus Christ and our Catholic faith across the Carolinas. May God bless you and your family abundantly.
Hello and welcome back. This is Kathleen. We've just had our break from our new Joyful Echo, and it is our Ash Wednesday episode. Jean was sharing with us right before we went to break those three elements of our Lenten observance: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And from the homily that she had sent to me that she had recorded that we'll link to our Facebook page, the priest in that homily was talking about how these observances will help to reveal to us what our crutches are. In other words, ladies, if you think, oh, I set up these things that I'm going to do in these three areas, and then, oh, I didn't do this one well, or I failed at this one, that somehow that's a failure, but actually that is what's working. Yes.
It's a revelation.
Perfect word. That's the revelation to say, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is my crutch in this area. So you talked about prayer already, Jean, and then you spoke a little bit about fasting, how fasting can reveal some of those crutches.
Yes, and fasting helps us. He's quoted St. Thomas Aquinas. So I'm going to read that quote. St. Thomas Aquinas says, as the body becomes more hungry for food, the mind becomes more hungry for God.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the
purpose.
The soul's hunger.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So more hunger for God. But this is one that almsgiving. Now that my husband and I are talking more about retirement, he said almsgiving shows what we are materially attached to. Material. I can blow my tongue tied here.
Yes, yes.
What are we going to give away? And I just want to reach out and say to you ladies that you are, as we are all heading into the retirement age, or maybe some of you are there, are we placing more confidence in our retirement plan than the grace that God gives us? He asks that question. And I
yes.
think that's a really good question. Are we placing more confidence? And it feels good when you know, oh, okay, I've got a plan. And there's nothing wrong with planning that's prudent.
Mm-hmm.
But I love if the Lord is going to ask you to give a little bit more financially, that could be a crutch that's been revealed, you know?
Right, or to give sacrificially.
Kathleen, I know.
Sacrificially, because it's supposed to hurt. That's the whole point.
Yeah, I know. That's really true. And it could be in the little things. It could be, I remember last year when we were doing the temperament study and I loved those shoes that came in the spring catalog during Lent. And Kathleen's like, well, why don't you just not buy those shoes? And I'm like, oh, really?
I'll tell you why. Yeah. Because I want them. Yeah.
Because I want them. So what do you really want, ladies, materially? And it doesn't have to be big things. It could be a little thing that the Lord might say to you, I don't want you to buy that right now. I want you to take that money and give it to that mother over there. Or maybe not even give you a solution where the money's to go. He just wants you not to buy that. And you will see the crutch. Just so look out for the crutches,
yes.
girls.
Where does it hurt?
Where does it hurt?
Where does it hurt? You know, when a doctor, when you go in for an examination and the doctor is pressing in certain areas or whatever, and he or she is asking, where is their pain? Is there any discomfort if I press here, if I press here? Mm-hmm. That's sort of what's happening in Lent in these three areas, right? So the Lord is saying, as the divine physician, how about if I press here? What happens? You know, so if you cry out in pain,
that's awareness.
That is like, I love that word you use, a revelation. That is a revelation. It doesn't mean, oh, I'm such a failure. I'm such a bad Catholic because I wanted those shoes or I ate that, you know, bit of chocolate or whatever it was when I said I wasn't going to. No. That is a revelation that something is wrong here.
Yeah.
Something is wrong here.
Yeah. Disordered attachment. Maybe it could be convenience. We don't know. But
know,
girls, that the Lord is going to press somewhere and say, does that hurt? And that's just a little like, okay, Lord, it does hurt. Why? And then you get in a conversation with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You start talking to him about it. That's what Lent is about.
Yes. Do not let the enemy distract you.
Oh, yeah.
And the distraction can be the woe is me.
Right.
I'm such a bad person. Mm-hmm. I can't ever keep these Lenten sacrifices that I make. What is wrong with me? I'm never going to be any better than this.
Right.
I say I love the Lord, but I must not really love him because I can't even do this little thing. Uh-uh. That is a form of pride.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it's pride because you're saying, but I'm acknowledging how wretched I am. You're focusing on how wretched you are. That's what you're really doing. So, and that's a form of pride.
And bringing it back to what the priest said, he says, it's all about having a relationship with God. That's why we have Lent. Mm-hmm. So when you see your crutch, when you feel the pain where he's pushing somewhere in that area of a fasting prayer or almsgiving, bring it back to him. This is a great opportunity for the Lord to come in and cleanse that area.
Mm-hmm,
it's really, he wants to free you. Lent is about freedom.
And ask him just like you would your doctor.
Yeah.
If he said or she said, what about right here? And you say, ooh, yeah, that really does not feel good. You wouldn't just say, all right, well, I guess I'm a bad person if it doesn't feel good there. No, you would ask. What is that? Why does it hurt that way?
Right.
What's going on?
Yes, it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Asking the Lord questions, right? When you for those that are easily offended, you're going to be offended at Lent this time. I just promise you. And you can say to the Lord, why am I so easily offended? Because someone spoke to me that way, or because someone corrected me, or because someone looked at me a wrong way. Why am I so offended, Lord? Because he really doesn't want you to be offended. You know,
well, he wants you to be free, like you said.
He wants you to be free. So just, we're just encouraging you all on this journey to watch what the Lord is doing, to be alert at the conversation that he wants to have with you. And because he wants to do this, the priest said too, beautiful, with him, in him, and through him. This is how we live our Lent. Mm-hmm. But this was the best, Kathleen, and this is what we talked about on the drive down. We can make the best plans, girls, during Lent. We can have the best little intentions and projects, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And he said this. He goes, don't get too attached to your regiment, your plans. He says, because then God will come in, and he will change it up. He will change it up, and he will give us something else that is better. So we try our best as we enter into Lent to speak with the Lord about our crutches, but you can bet, sure bet, that the Lord has a better plan for you this Lent. He wants to free you more than you want to be free. So whatever comes your way, it could be an illness, it could be a financial situation that doesn't go your way, it could be
All kinds of things.
We don't even know. But what Father said, don't lose your peace. Recognize, be aware that the Lord wants to root out what you are attached to unknowingly so you can have greater freedom. There is blessing around the corner in Easter time. Incredible blessing. And so I have great peace knowing, yes, I have a plan. I have I'm going to do what he's already given me to do in my prayer time and do it well, have more, a greater intention, be more aware. I'm not going to add anything because I'm very busy as it is, and that'd be foolish. I'm just going to do what I do already well, try to do it better. But I'm also going to invoke Our Lady of Sorrows. She is great at revealing. So I'm asking her, Mama, what Our Lady of Sorrows, under that beautiful title, what is it that I need to, where's my crutch?
And Jean, let's go to her now in prayer, because it is time for our prayers, and she will help us. She is faithful in that. So let's begin as we begin all of our time together in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Oh, Mother, Mother of Sorrows, you suffered more than any body here on earth, watching your son being persecuted, suffering, being tortured, watching your son being rejected just in his ministry by the people he came to deliver. Mother, pray for us. Pray for us during this fast, during this almsgiving, during this prayer time. Blessed Mother, pray for us that you will show us our crutches, but that you will comfort us as a mother and not rejecting the crutch that we rely on instead of our Lord, but that we will know that there is victory here, especially with you helping us. We need your help, Mother, this Lent. We need your help to love the Lord more so we can love ourselves and we can love others. Please, Mother, come to our aid. Share us your wisdom. Share with us your courage. Impart that to our hearts.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for the gift of such a gentle mother, such a faithful mother who takes our hand, who leads us to her son, who shares with us her spouse in the Holy Spirit, so that we can come to you, Father, return to you, glorify you during our time here on earth. Please help us, Father, during this Lent to see those crutches that we have that are keeping us from running to you cooperating more fully with the graces that you offer to us so that we can come to you quickly, fervently, in trust and in love. We ask that all of the gifts and all of the graces that you have ordained for us to experience this Lent, that they would flow unobstructed, that any obstacles that exist in us, obstacles to our receptivity of those gifts and graces, Father, that you would cast them aside in your might and in your mercy.
Bless the mother, just watch out for us. Keep us safe in your son's care. We just want to lift all to, as we close this prayer time, all the women that are listening. We just lift up their individual concerns that they have on this journey. They so desire, like we, to be close to your son. Oh, we want more. We just want more. And we ask for that grace.
We make this prayer as always in the name of the Father and the Son
and the Holy
Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. So, ladies, this Lent, we have done it before. We've had a daily posting. We've done 40 seconds for 40 days. We've done our golden nuggets before. And this Lent, we are going to have a daily offering for you on Facebook and on the Instagram. Joyful Echo Instagram as well. But we're changing it up a little bit. So as Jean mentioned at the beginning of the show, lots of places you can go for what it is you're going to do in Lent, what you're going to sacrifice. What we are asking you to do and inviting you to do is to share a why we're doing those sacrifices. So whatever you're doing, which is going to be different from what I'm doing, what Jean's doing, that we could unite ourselves in the why. What are we offering these things up for today? And it will be something different every day. We'll post them in the morning so that you can, when you're feeling that temptation to go away from whatever it is you're sacrificing, you can think to yourself, okay, this is what we're all praying for. All of us together today, we're offering up our different sacrifices for this intention, for this healing and restoration within the body of Christ.
And every intention will be different as we pray. They're like those little arrows that you were saying.
That's
from St. Bernard. It's going to be like a quick little
very quick little video.
Quick little video that says, hey, I'm offering this up today for this particular situation, for this particular person, for this worldly concern. And maybe you can, in your fasting and your praying, we'll offer the same and we'll be more united as sisters.
Yes. Yeah.
Wonderful. We don't have a snappy name for it yet. We're trying to think of it.
Maybe the Lord doesn't want a snappy name this year. I don't know. We'll see.
Because we had snappy names before. So we're just trying to figure that out too. But this is a beautiful inspiration that Kathleen had, and I'm all about it as well. Just unique people we can be fasting for.
Yes.
Unique situations.
All right. So next Wednesday, please join us for a new episode of Joyful Echo. They air every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, but you can always listen on demand at CarolinaCatholicMedia.org.
See you later, ladies.